This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A Florida man has been arrested in connection with 13 explosive devices sent to prominent Democrats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Authorities took 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc into custody at a Florida auto parts store amid a nationwide manhunt after devices were sent to former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. Social media accounts show Sayoc's a fervent Trump supporter with a long arrest record, including one for making a bomb threat.
We must never allow political violence to take root in America.
The president did not mention the targets were all Democrats, plus CNN. He's promising Sayoc will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A U.S. news report says that Salah bin Jamal Khashoggi, the son of the Saudi journalist slain in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, has arrived in the United States. The dual U.S.-Saudi citizen had been banned from leaving the kingdom until earlier this week. The restriction on his passport was lifted following a photographed handshake with the Saudi Crown Prince and King Salman on Tuesday. The State Department said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was pleased at the lifting of the travel restriction. Pompeo had urged the Saudis to allow Salah Khashoggi to leave the country. Meanwhile, the Turkish-run state news agency says that Turkey has asked for extradition of the 18 men arrested in Saudi Arabia in connection with Jamal Khashoggi's killing. Another down day on Wall Street, minutes before the close, with all three major indices lower. The Dow was off nearly 0.75%. The S&P fell more than 2%, and the Nasdaq was down 1.75%. European markets closed in negative territory. Asian markets were largely lower. This is VOA News.